going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
744, 16 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Joined by Freddie King, New Orleans City Council member, fellow Shaw graduate, and D.A. Jason Williams made sure he pointed that out the other day. How you doing, Freddie?
I'm doing fine, Tom. How you doing?
I'm all right. Did you hear him or not?
I did not hear
he
him,
He made
no.
that distinction. He wanted to make sure that we got that out there. Let's talk about this trash contract. Now, I had Sidney Torres on yesterday. Tomorrow, I'm going to have Troy Henry on to present his side of this. I want you to tell me, you're the councilman for this district, what is going on with this trash contract?
Well, Tommy, the mayor decided to cancel or to notify Mr. Torres and Ivy Waste that she plans on canceling his contract in the next 90 or so days, and that the contract is going to be given to Troy Henry, who was awarded the contract or who won the bid process back in the fourth quarter of last year.
All right, so how did Sidney Torres get the contract if Troy Henry won it? I'm trying to tell a story in a linear fashion here.
Sure. So Mr. Henry won a contract. However, he and his DBE, his subcontractor, Alvin Richards, with Richards Disposal, mm-hmm. could not agree to some terms of their contract. And we needed a sanitation provider for the French Quarter for the new year because the previous company contract had expired. So at this time, we had nobody picking up trash. An emergency contract went out. Sidney Torres, Ivy Waste, was awarded that contract. And he started late December, early January, and has done a remarkable job keeping the quarter clean through Super Bowl, through Mardi Gras, through Sugar Bowl, French Quarter Fest, you name it.
So what happened? Was there an interim where the French Quarter was not getting cleaned after Henry got the contract and it was an emergency thing to get Torres? Tell me what happened.
No. So once we realized as a council that the contract with that there was a dispute between Richards and his partner, we moved, or I should say the sanitation department moved to have an emergency contract. So emergency contract was bid on, so there was never a gap between the last contract and that expired in December and Sidney Torres stepping up. There was never a gap.
So what is the situation now with the way Sidney Torres and Waste IV is performing their contract, and what's the quarter like on a daily basis?
Oh, Tommy, the quarter is great. I am frequently in a quarter. Mm-hmm. I visit at least once a week. It smells great. It looks great. I hear from residents, from business owners, from visitors who are saying this is the best we've seen the quarter in quite some time. And I want to say, just make it very, very clear to the listeners, this decision was not made by me or members of the council. This was a decision made solely by the mayor and her advisors. I was never consulted. From what I'm being told, the residents of the quarter, the business of the quarter, the French Quarter Management District, they were never consulted. This was a unilateral decision made by the mayor and her people alone. And I think that's kind of a dangerous way of doing things. You always want to get as much information that you can get from those mostly affected. And in this case, that was just not done.
So do you know if the beef between, I don't know if that's the right word to use or not, but whatever the problem was between Troy Henry and the winning bidder and the subcontractor has been worked out, or what it's going to look like after?
Yes, I was.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Poll has been worked out, and that's fine. And my position is, hey, you had a chance, and this is Freddie King speaking, you had a chance to start working. You couldn't. We had to move on to keep the French Quarter clean. The person that came in, they came in, they did a great job, and they're doing such a great job. I don't believe we should take that contract from them. They are pressure washing the streets 7 days a week when a contract requires to be done, for it to be done three times a week. They're hand wiping the trash cans. They're scraping gum off the street. They're doing everything above and beyond. They raised the bar so high, I think it would be a bad move to say, let's go with someone else when what we have, this known, proven commodity, is knocking it out the park. I think we need to keep things as it is, let the contract play out, and move from there.
So what does the law say, Freddie? I know you're an attorney, because if you got the request for proposals that goes out, and I used to be at one point when I quit school in UNO and went to the University of Life, I was a purchasing agent, so I know a little bit about these RFPs and how they have to they have to spell out exactly what needs to be done. Sometimes a vendor will help you write the proposal because you don't really know what it is that you're talking about. And that's not any kind of collusion or anything. It's just that they know a lot more about it than you do. Sometimes it can be done. It can be manipulated where the RFP is such that there's only one vendor that can provide that service. But we could take a break. We'll pick it up on the other side of this because I'm wondering about the legal part of this. If the RFP said one thing and Sidney Torres raised the bar and went above and beyond that, it would seem as though the right thing to do or the best thing to do in the interest of the French Quarter and the citizens would be to stick with Sidney Torres. However, that may not be the legal thing. And then also, should Troy, is there any way you can hold Troy Henry's company to the same standard as Sidney Torres is doing right now, if that's not what the original RFP called for? We'll pick it up. We come back with Freddie King, 750, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 756 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Freddie King, New Orleans City Council member, talking about the Sidney Torres, Ivy Waste, Troy Henry, dust up with the French Quarter cleaning contracts. Freddie, I was talking about before the break with the request for proposals with Sidney Torres really over-delivering on what it is that he had to do, right? That it was called for in a contract or not?
Yes, that's what we're doing. Like I said, pressure washing the streets 7 days a week when it's required to do it 3 days a week, wiping the trash cans, scraping the gum off the street, doing a limit fresh stint. Really going above and beyond what the contract required, and that's what's needed. It's that level of service that's needed to keep the French Quarter, which is the economic engine for the city and the state, to keep it going. You need that level of service.
So when it comes to legalities of what the mayor decided to do, I guess it comes down to, did Mr. Henry default originally on the bid or on the contract when he wasn't able to deliver, and then next year it would be time for him to do this again? Or take me through the process, the legal process of this.
Well, I don't want to speculate too much on the legal process and give false information. We will have a council meeting tomorrow. We will go in an executive session and hear from our legal team to find out exactly where we stand, what can be done, what should be done. We will, myself and Councilmember Morrell, will have a joint governmental affairs and community development meeting on Monday to allow the community to weigh in, to get their side of it. Tommy, I want to say something. You said something last week, and I heard you. You said type 1 error. It made me research what a type 1 error is, and this is exactly a type 1 error. That's when you say something needs to be changed. It doesn't need to be changed, but in trying to change it, you waste time, you waste money, and you waste resources. That's what's happening here. This contract does not need to be changed. Everyone, I haven't received one person saying change this, but it's being changed, and as a result, we're wasting time, wasting money, wasting resources, and it shouldn't be. So my final comment is keep the contract as it is, listen to the people, listen to the businesses, and don't change anything.
Moving forward, would it be better to make the RFP require what Sidney Torres is doing now? If you want the contract, you're going to have
Absolutely.
To wipe down the garbage cans?
Absolutely. The level has been raised. We see what works. Whoever gets this contract moving forward, the RFP should say everything that's being done now needs to stay in place to keep the quarter immaculate as it is right now.
Thank you, Freddie. Appreciate your time as always. Freddie King, New Orleans City Council member. We'll take a break. Come back, talk to Ronald Surpass about crime. Then we're going to talk to an assistant professor at the LSU School of Kinesiology about Ryan Ramczyk retiring, knee injuries, and pro athletes and injuries and more. So stay tuned. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us. Back in a flash, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.